Every month we have the pleasure of speaking with Bev Newton, Project and Training Manager from the Royal Life Saving Society. Now, Bev brings to our attention particular safety programs that are running. The programs range from first aid and including the latest CPR, school swim programs and programs for seniors, as well as water safety tips. And with our summer shaping up to be a wet one, Bev is turning her attention today to flash flooding. Well, good morning, Bev.
Good morning. Nice to speak to you.
Now, we hear the term flash flooding all the time, and we hear the safety message, if it's flooded, forget it. Can you explain how flash flooding comes about?
Yes, of course. So flash flooding is something that develops very quickly from short, intense bursts of rainfall, such as severe storms. Sometimes the onset of flash flooding comes before the end of heavy rains, and swift action is essential to the protection of life and property as water levels can rise extremely quickly. And in some cases, we're talking of rising meters in a matter of minutes.
Why is this flooding so dangerous?
It's so dangerous because it can increase your risk of drowning for a number of reasons. The conditions can change very quickly. There can be very strong currents within that flooding, and it's often difficult to tell the speed or current of the water, and the visibility in itself can have hazards underneath. So things like submerged objects, as well as in northern Queensland, things like snakes, crocodiles can actually be washed into the water as well. So that's a hazard in itself.
I'll tell you what, that's a bit of a worry if there's snakes swimming around in those floodwaters, Bev.
Correct. Yes, you don't want to really be interfering with those types of animals in the water.
Why is it dangerous to drive through floodwaters?
Well, not only can the floodwaters conceal the objects, but floodwaters can also conceal the quality of the road, which may have weakened or even washed away completely. So drivers tend to underestimate the amount of force of water that is needed to displace a car. So on average, a car is 6 to 8 meters squared in surface area, and it only requires 10 to 20 centimeters of water above the bottom of the chassis to cause the car to float and be completely washed away.
So what can I do to keep myself safe?
The majority of fatalities are actually associated with people trying to cross flooded waters in motor vehicles. So Royal Life Saving Society Queensland really do encourage you to stay away from those floodwaters, find an alternative route, turn back, and don't engage in any high-risk behaviour during floods. So children and teenagers will tend to go riding on their boogie boards or go surfing in the water or even swimming or jumping in. And if they are flooded, we just want to say, forget it. Definitely don't drive through it. Please don't recreate and do those dangerous behaviours. And if you do need to go through flood water in any way, shape or form, you must wear a life jacket. And that's a vital safety information to wear your life jacket always.
That's some great information, Bev. Well, thank you for joining us today on the Morning Magazine show.
Thank you so much for your time.
That was Bev Newton, Project and Training Manager from the Royal Life Saving Society, keeping our community connected.